Well, later than normal.
No, it wouldn't.
Well, it's tradition. For this committee, this is tradition.
Yeah. Every start of the meeting.
In the dark.
That we had in the forum.
That's right.
Still in the dark.
Not today.
No.
Do we have a court?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do we have more than?
We have more.
In case we don't get to the vote before I have to leave.
Well, you can make a motion and we'll move this thing around.
There we go. Is that the fuck?
Okay, we'll call this meeting of the Salem City Council Public Transit Committee to order. And we're here tonight to review and approve the committee's recommendations that we've developed over the last 9 months. Only a year, it seems like, yeah. Looking forward to the city council. And I know we've got, talking here with Julie, we've got some changes that Alan brought forward that we can review here and talk about. I don't know if anybody else has any changes or concerns they want to discuss. The six or seven that showed up a couple of weeks ago had none. We're satisfied, pretty much satisfied with it. And do we have people on the phone?
One.
One person on the phone.
Ian.
Ian?
He was here.
Ian's there and he was here 2 weeks ago, wasn't he? Yes. So we do have a court.
Yeah, I have no issues with the report.
Okay, thank you. So with that, let's move ahead and...
So this was sent out to you guys quite a while ago now, and I, you know, didn't receive any input except for Alan sent me something last week. A couple of Alan's are very straightforward, like, you know, instead of a special service district, actually it should be a special district. So minor things that we don't really need to go into. But he did have some questions, and Alan, if it's all right with you, I can just go to them and then you can expand on it if you want.
If I can remember why.
I couldn't figure out how to print out your comments, so I went through and I handwrote them in mine. Because they're on a PDF with a little comment function. Okay, so the first thing is just sort of, you know, an introduction, and that was something that we added after the last meeting to try to bring a little bit more holistic emphasis to priorities that for transit in Salem. Talking about the formation of the committee, and then the recommendations, which are then expanded on further in the document. The one change that I had made since the August meeting was to, I reordered these only to bring the first one here, the prioritized transit supportive considerations as part of updating the comp plan. I moved that up to the front because based on the dialogue, it seemed like that was sort of of key interest to the committee. Now, the list itself is not prioritized. It's just that, you know, I think that was number four previously, but it had so much attention from our dialogue, I just moved it up to the top. So Alan's question was on numbers 2, 3, 4, and 6, was whether or not the committee wanted to recommend either timelines or due dates on those items. And so I'm just going to put that out there, and then as we
talk... 3, 4, and 6.
Right. So Smart Commuter Program, the MOU, the IGA, and the feasibility study for the downtown circulator.
Well, my first thought would be, these are recommendations, so I think it's hard to put a timeline on a recommendation that may or may not be acted upon by the council. That'd be...
Or it may not be acted upon this year, it might be next year.
Yeah.
I think that, and we don't have any authority to hold the council to that timeline, so it seems like the council ought to be the entity that imposes the timeline.
Could you add an item 7, though, that encourages council to set up timelines?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Okay. I think that's great.
And that's kind of what I was looking at. Is
yeah.
Kind of, yeah. Yeah. Give us something to shoot for.
Yeah. No, I like that.
So we have
an idea of what we want to do, and what somebody have an idea of what their budget, what the budget is for that year. Saying, by the way, it's going to cost you I'll send you this amount of money, and you don't want to overspend it.
Yeah.
So request that council establish
timelines for items.
For priorities.
For items two, three, four, and six. I can change the words a little later, but okay. And I think the reason that one and five are not part of that is because one is the sort of working through the comp plan update, which is sort of already on its own timeline. And then five is more of an ongoing, sort of, it will never end. And we will constantly be working to, you know, on different.
Do we need requests in there though, since it's a recommendation?
Suggest.
Well, I guess I wasn't really even looking at it as a line item. It just should be incorporate timelines in, into those particular ones.
Yes.
A line item is a better idea than that.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I'm trying to find my comments.
Your comment was just, should we put in a timeline or due date on?
Right, but the wording is kind of funny when you say request that.
That's fine. I can change it. What do you want?
Well, it's kind of established timelines for.
Recommend?
Or committee recommendations.
The recommendations are.
Right, they're already recommendations. So can we just say council should or will establish timelines or council establish timelines?
There you go.
That works.
Yeah.
Maybe council two?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me pull up my.
Okay, yeah.
Is that giving us specificity as far as time?
I'm just trying to put a little pressure on.
Sure.
Us and staff.
Well, that's a little, I mean, you need date specific and put more.
I'll leave that up to you.
So then on the, moving into the first.
Hold on. Just a quick point of understanding. I don't understand why chariots is underlined.
It's a spelling.
That's a spell check. Oh, I got a safe order. All right, that wasn't my real question.
If you send it, the red line.
I just wanted to be sure I understood that, so if I see it the rest of the way, I don't have to ask that question again. On number four, the wording is odd to me. I understand what we were getting at, but it says review the intergovernmental agreement with chariots and report back to council. Who's going to report back to council? These are recommendations to council.
And when we get to number four, there's a little bit more discussion.
I just read it, and it still doesn't address that particular thing.
Okay.
So are we saying that staff should review? That's what we're, I think that's what we were intending.
I think it was the both staffs from both entities working together. That was my understanding.
But then Salem, or City of Salem staff should report back to council, or?
I think his whole point is that it's a circular recommendation because the council should report back to council.
Yeah, that's the point.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, come on.
It's an easy fix, but it's,
so,
you know,
and
just to be clear.
And city staff to report back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so then in this first item, which had been, was under the category of transit supportive land use and transportation system, a little bit wonky, I guess, but prioritize transit supportive considerations as part of updating the comp plan with an emphasis on the transit corridor network. Alan questioned the term considerations, the word, the use of that word, and I agree it's maybe not the best word. He suggested potentially using transit supportive matters, items, elements, or something else that we can come up with that reflects what we were trying to say.
Elements.
So.
I mean, I think those, it's sort of broad because we're talking both about the physical, physical system as well as land use.
Right,
and it's, yeah. Okay, so then I will change that elsewhere when we, it's referenced. So it goes on to talk about the issues that were raised, supportive elements while I'm thinking of it. So, you know, there's a list of these detailed issues here. Alan's question was, should there also be a statement that transit board member always be part of any comprehensive plan review or update?
No. No, I think that's a council. They can sure come and testify, though. I haven't done that in a long time. I think that'd be good, but...
Wait a minute.
So we're on there this time. We're on there now for the current.
Oh, you mean next 20 years from now be on it again? Because that, there's the in-between, we're always changing that plan. And it makes it sound like you want to have somebody on some committee to do that. Will the council and planning commission do that?
Well, no, yeah, I'm talking about when we have these major events, like the one just going through now, the RSA.
So you're already on.
We already have a stakeholder on it.
Yeah.
But is that what you're saying? What were we saying there?
I don't mean
the committee recommendations.
Oh, I thought you meant the routine stuff.
No.
Oh, okay.
I think what I understood it to be was, as whenever the city undertakes a major update of our comp plan, such as we are doing now,
right,
should we have a recommendation that council always include a transit board member on such committees? I guess the question is, what kind of longevity would that have anyway? It's already in place on this committee, mm-hmm, and so I'm not sure, from a staff perspective, that putting it in here would make a council in 15 years remember that there was that.
So I guess the reason I brought it up, because this time there wasn't until I initiated a request.
Well, that's probably the way that ought to work.
Yeah.
I mean, we're putting in a recommendation for something that's happened. It doesn't make a lot of sense.
Well, yeah, but, okay. I want to say something about that too, though. Like, if we, as a city, are saying we think transit is important, and we'd like to make sure that's, then we should both be doing that. Like, both ends should be making sure that transit is a piece of the conversation from the beginning. So I don't know if this is the way to do that, or if there is any way to do that.
You could put it into
as part of the
comprehensive
plan.
Literally put it into the plan itself.
That's saying, what I was thinking. Yeah.
I actually think there might be a better place for it than this section. We go down to coordination between city and chariot. So we already have, work on updating the MOU, and then some of the areas of concern that were identified by the committee are listed here, including transit representation on some or all urban renewal advisory boards, and maybe this would be a place to put transit participation on, as part of comprehensive plan updates.
What section is this under?
This is under the review and update the memorandum of understanding that we already have, but to refresh it for where we are today in terms of how we work
maybe
together.
We could look at something broader, work out a reciprocal agreement where we have members of the city council or our staff on parts of your boards and you have some on ours, and we need to kind of work out where most appropriately and where legally we can put them.
And I think that was the whole idea. So this document is not redoing the MOU. This is just saying that these are some things that he thinks that we should look at.
Stuff to consider
I could see something in the MOU where, like, the city and transit acknowledges the benefit of partnering on all comprehensive planning activities or something like
that. And set up a reciprocal, because one of the problems has been a lack of coordination. Chariots has not done a good job. City hasn't done a good job in that area.
Yeah. And sure you can address what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah.
I'm good with that.
So do you think there's any other words that we should add in here to get at that, or is that just something for the discussion when we get into the MOU discussion?
For the discussion for the MOU. I'm good with that. I will keep that top of mind.
Okay.
Are we really going to have other with a question mark in our recommendation?
No.
I think we can eliminate that one.
Well, the issue with this is this is areas concerned include the following, but not limited to.
Yeah, not limited, yeah.
So I'm happy with getting rid of the word other.
put, but not limit.
So these are areas of concern developed by this committee. We can identify other concerns may come up.
Right, yeah.
So we decided we're not putting anything about that in this section about the MOU, about having the reciprocal kind of transportation city communication. Did we decide we're not putting anything about that on there?
You can cut it out of that other section and put it in this section, basically.
It wasn't in there, it was just suggested.
We're talking about where we might put it. I mean, I feel like that's, in one way, that's one of the main things this entire committee, like we've been talking about for this last year, is how there needs to be better communication between the city and the transit, and chariots, you know, and so like, I don't know, like just not putting it in at all and just saying like, oh yeah, I don't know.
This whole section is that. Look at all the things listed here, it's not like we're not.
Data sharing, okay, yeah.
I think something about the comprehensive plan or something on major, I think it's appropriate for that.
Would that be development review?
Well, I mean, I'm looking at economic development, community development, public participation. I mean, those are very, you know, inclusive of any updates. I mean, I'm happy to add words.
Yeah, that's fine.
You could put, at the end of that last bullet, you could put something along the lines of, to include specifically reciprocal participation in.
Yeah, whatever.
To various committees, you know, I don't know, I ran out of words after that, but.
That's good.
To include specifically reciprocal participation in.
Maybe by city and transit.
Tool.
Yeah.
Yes, Mickey, we'll be here all night.
And reciprocal precipitation and.
Precipitation? I don't know, what would we have after that?
Irrelevant.
Irrelevant subcommittees? Irrelevant committees, relevant committees?
Like work groups.
Yeah.
Okay, irrelevant work groups.
Okay.
Very good.
Get rid of one of the periods.
What'd you say?
Your backspace one.
What is that?
Well, I got rid of one period and then I added, and I added another one. Whatever.
There you go.
It's a deletion because of track changes. I'll get rid of it when I, you know.
Is it like the underline?
Is that underline going to be shown?
Misspelled word, yeah, supposedly.
Why are you talking red? Julie's going to be so glad we're out of her hair.
Okay, so going back up, let's see. I jumped this down here. So we were talking about this. Ellen suggested that instead of saying requiring developments to construct transit stop improvements when requested by chariots, to instead say when recommended. And this is something that the details would have to be worked through the comprehensive planning process and implementation, because this requires code, code language.
Does this change if we're requested to recommend it?
That's
yeah.
What
I think it's fine.
Yeah, I'm suggesting.
Yep.
Okay. So, and then moving on, the next one is the discussion about the smart commuter program. And just heads up, we have talked previously about, and I can't remember now if it's in here, specific to the parking. I think the review cost of employee parking to align with market rates as an incentive to use alternative transportation. I did raise that with my human resources representative, and so we're doing some dialogue, so we may be forwarding this to the unions in advance of coming to council, just as a heads up. Or maybe after, I'm not sure. But this is something that we've talked about before. It could require contract, what do you call it?
Negotiations.
Yeah. So anyway, just a...
Is that, are we talking about the last bullet?
No.
Part of the whole section?
We were talking about not that one. We were talking about under City of Salem Smart Commuter Program.
Okay.
Right there. This here.
Yeah. What did that last bullet mean up above, minimums and maximums? Is that about cost?
That was part of the comprehensive plan update, reviewing the land use requirements and looking, so sort of different topic, it just...
Yep, sorry, got it. Looks good.
Okay.
So that's just that we're leaving in just a caveat.
Yeah, yeah.
We knew there was a fact.
We knew there was, and I just, we had an opportunity to talk, and so I'm not quite sure what direction though, but they told me after tonight's meeting to send them this language, and then they can decide if now is the time or to wait till after council. I mean, apparently you sometimes have to negotiate even things that are positive.
Yep.
You know, so.
You might want to make them more positive.
That's right. That's nice, we like more.
That's a great idea, but.
Used to be the president of the local, I know.
You see, I don't know any of that. Okay, so then, so we already talked a bit about the MOU, which is under the coordination between city and chariots. So we got rid of the other, added that. Transit amenities on city right-of-way. This is one where we added in to have city staff report back to council. Then we get down to improving transit travel times. Alan did not have any comments on that. Didn't receive any from anybody else. You got now or... And then the last section on the downtown circulator.
This is the only shit.
That we were going to eliminate.
Send me a copy of this.
Yeah, didn't we?
To council sometime in the next three or four.
We had unanimous voting.
A lot of work to bring them to council.
So the Alan's question on this was that how about that instead we recommend a joint city and transit district feasibility study. So rather than just evaluate the feasibility of a downtown circulated bus, I'm not sure the exact wording, but...
do it together.
Yes, recommend that the council jointly with transit embark on such a thing.
The council?
I'm sorry.
The city. Staff.
Whatever.
Yeah.
The city.
City.
The city. The city and the chariot. We know what'll happen if it's a council.
A joint effort on the downtown circulator?
Yes.
Or,
okay. The study.
Specifically on the
circulator. Yes.
Okay. The study.
A study of its feasibility then jointly, which makes sense.
But not a system-wide.
No.
Downtown circulator.
Yeah.
Strictly downtown.
Not entirely sure I can wordsmith this on the fly. Maybe evaluate the feasibility of a downtown circulated bus jointly with the chariots.
Yeah. Well, at the end, is there some more tutors at it, or is this homework?
Well, this is the
that's
short
recommendation,
and then the discussion that follows talks about.
We're talking about a feasibility study, so
right.
Can we plug in?
We're saying on the short one, you want to let them know that it's like a thing they should do together.
Right.
Yeah.
I was just on the fatty match the end of that.
So, jointly with chariots, evaluate the feasibility of?
I think at the end was better.
Okay.
Yeah.
As soon as it's underlined again.
Double.
Double
underlined.
Right. That's what I heard from Alan. I know Meg had said at the last meeting that she might have a couple things, but she didn't get it to me, and she's not here.
Sadie
didn't have anything. So the people that were at the last meeting, most of them aren't here this time.
Yeah.
With the exception of Chris, Steve, and Ian.
I'm here.
Oh, and Alan. Okay, so sorry, four of the six. Yeah, but... I guess the other quick thing is I haven't had anybody proof this, like from my support staff, so probably somebody needs to do a quick run through. I know Alan pointed out that one place in here, the font is
The word bus.
Yeah, there's a small word bus, and I can't find it now, but...
The tiny bus?
I can tell you. When you go to the PDF, it'll show.
Oh, okay.
Okay, anything else? We all satisfied?
Yep.
Ready to entertain a motion?
I second that.
Somebody make it.
First, we need someone to make.
Second.
I move that we send this recommendation to city council.
Second?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Three seconds, no first.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded that we approve this and send it to city council. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
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 Anyway, go in. Opposed? Motion passes. With that, our work's pretty much done. What's next?
Next steps would be to approve it, attach it to a staff report to go to council for their acceptance consideration. I know we had previously talked about trying to get this in November. Might still be able to get the last meeting of November. Otherwise, in December, we could probably get it on the agenda. I'd have to make sure, work with the city manager on that.
So once you get this done, can you send it out to us before it goes on the council agenda?
And send it to the whole committee, yes.
Okay, good.
And then you'll let us know.
And I'll let you know when it gets on the docket.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah, because it would be helpful to have some people show up.
Yeah, if people came down and testified, members of the committee.
Yeah.
It'd be awesome.
Okay. Anything else for the good of the order? Well, then I'd like to thank everybody for their participation. This was a lot of meetings. It was 9 months, is that what you said?
A year.
Probably a year.
I thought it was a year, yeah.
October.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was October. The first part we really spent on,
Education.
Education, and especially around House Bill 2017 and things like that, and we really dove into it.
So anyway, thank you for that. It's that's a lot of time taken away from your lives, and we appreciate the fact that you all stuck together, and pretty much everybody was sort of ironic. I thought we pretty much had full houses till we got to the end of vote. And
everyone was like, we all agree. It's fine.
So we thank you for that, and I think this is going to be well received by the council, and I think it was a great, I think it was a very good exercise for us to undertake and for the council to review.
Did I hear you say that you were going to send this, once you've proofed it, you're going to send it to the committee as well? Could you maybe add a note in there about that testifying, and you know when it's going to be, and then the note about testifying, because the folks who aren't here won't have heard that. And I know Sadie would. I mean, I can tell Sadie, but I know she'd probably like to do that for sure.
Yeah. So probably what I'll do is I'll send it out once it's ready, and I may or may not know the date immediately at that point. But then I can give a heads up and then follow up with the actual date.
Great.
Thank you, Julie,
thanks everybody,
for all your hard work.
Thank you guys for coming, and take some cookies.
You're next, Captain.
There you go.
Hi,
thank
nice
you.
Congratulations. Waiting public comment, we forgot.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Other comment?
Yeah, good job, everybody. Looking forward to see how it all works out.
Yeah.
I think I hit the right button. It looks like it's all
03269 0162.
Why the whole girl?